Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my God. Every time this freaking intro stuff throws me off every time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to On the Road Again with Jay and Dan. Happy hour-ish on Exotica TV. Quarantine day 14,965. But the good news is that this quarantine week, I am sitting my ass down in the Outer Banks in North Carolina. I like to say that because I like to rub it in while Dan is up in New Jersey. But you know what? I got on this video and I realized just how much I've missed Dan, and I just can't wait to get home tomorrow. So, hey, buddy.
But you won't see me anyway.
No, but I'll hear from you a lot more when I'm not on, you know.
Well, I wanted to leave you alone.
Semi-vacation as compared to, you know.
Dude, 28 weeks of this shit. 28 weeks.
Going strong, baby. We can do 60. No, we can't do 60.
29.
Is it?
Well, because we took the 1 week off.
Oh, man. Happy hour-ish all over the place.
You went away the one time and you couldn't get anything.
A little bit right here, a little bit right here. Not so much right here.
You got a stretch towel behind you.
I do? Oh, yeah. I do. Look, I got my beach towel. I got my sunglasses on. I got my reggae
Casablanca poster.
I got my reggae shark T-shirt. Well, the house that we're staying in is called Casablanca, so it is as gaudy as you can imagine just by looking at this poster right here.
How many bedrooms is it?
It's little. It's like four or five.
Oh, that's little for the Outer Banks.
Yeah, it's not like
most places are 10 bedroom, 18 bath.
Yeah, it's not. We didn't go palatial estate. It's just my wife, kids, and my folks. So I kicked them out of the house for the next hour. So hopefully I don't have like a live audience, but you never know. So
let's see. My girlfriend's working. My son's working. I'm working, and I think my daughter is laying in her bed still. From this morning.
Good for her. Didn't she have school today?
She did go to school. She actually went from the end of her bed to her desk, did school for a whopping 4 hours, then went back to bed.
Hey now.
I told her to take the dog for a walk.
It's a tough life being a teenager. So what happened up there while I was gone, Dan? Anything fun?
Fucking Eddie Van Halen died, which really fucking sucks.
That's not fun.
That sucks. Whitey Ford died. Today.
Wasn't he like a bank robber or something?
No, dude, he was fucking the greatest left-handed pitcher in Yankee history.
Oh, that was Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
Okay.
Bulger was what was that movie?
Getting Whitey Bulger. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, the Eddie Van Halen thing hurts. Like that one really sucks. And you know, to know that he passed away from cancer. I know he's been fighting it for a long time. My semi claim to fame is that my little cousin is his hairstylist. So, you know, she's been cutting his hair and his family's hair for like the last 4 years out in LA. And, she had nothing but amazing things to say about this guy. He just apparently is just a super dude. Obviously had some issues throughout his life, but was also arguably the greatest rock guitarist of all time.
Dude, I mean, you know, look, I had the opportunity in a former life as a music journalist and, you know, working with bands to, you know, meeting him a couple of times in my life. And he was always, like, actually really, really nice.
That's what she said.
I mean, he changed rock guitar forever and basically did that. Yankees?
Go Yankees, baby. Yeah, I haven't been watching them because they have Roku in this fucking house. So, like... No.
There's got to be a way to watch.
Dude,
game five tonight.
I've been hitting refresh on Google for, you know, every 5 minutes since, you know, this thing started.
The shitbag Astros are, you know, back in the game. So I want to go there, have Garrett Cole, like, pitch against the Astros, but Cole's pitching tonight. Fucking Giancarlo Stanton's, like, setting all sorts of records. It's fucking crazy, man.
It's awesome.
As a Yankee fan, as you can see behind me, some of the stuff. But
I'm excited, man. I will say that I think that this season has felt a little like weird and rushed and like, you know, not your normal, you know, 162 game season.
Yep.
But you know, still nonetheless, what would this be if they could win it? What would it be? 27?
28, I think.
28 World Series champions. 28. Amazing. You know what? Far better than the Red Sox. So go fuck those guys, right?
Fuck the Red Sox.
Seriously.
I don't know what else. What else is going on in the world? Nothing, man. We got fucking Mr. Zilla, man. A week a week plus two in.
We are officially 1 week old with Mr. Zilla. Awesome first week. We've laughed, we've cried. It's been ups, there's been downs, there's been all arounds, but all in all, it's been really interesting. And next week we'll kind of, actually next week I'm looking forward to kind of getting back into it, because this week, to be honest with you, I was just watching numbers on Shopify and not doing much other. So go to MrZilla.com. Again, you'll see this little scroller here on the bottom of the show. We re-upped the promo code from last week. Of course, we're going to have one of our guests is one of our featured T-shirts. So if you go to MrZilla.com, use Happy Hour-ish as a promo code, save 20% on all your orders. Also, if your order is
just
over,
to be specific, it is MrZilla.com, not MrZilla.om. So go to
whatever. Oh wait, do I have it? God damn it! You'd think I had somebody else type this thing up.
You got nobody to blame for it but yourself, Jay.
Yeah, that one's all me. Well, it's fixed now. So MrZilla.com. Is there a .om?
No.
Do you know that for sure? No. Okay.
No.
So, anyways,
I think it's a dot everything. You should do a .j.
J. I like
Dan
it.
Dan
has his own personal drink type. He has. We should have Dan Dan's on here one of the nights.
What is a Dan Dan again?
Remember, I don't know. My mom was drunk and she came up with it. Yeah, something. Anyways,
I'm having a Dan Dan.
So let's get this ball rolling, Dan Dan.
Let's get this ball rolling here, because Jay wants to be done on an hour because he's on vacation. I gotta fucking eat because I haven't eaten all day and I'm grumpy.
He's always grumpy.
And my back hurts.
My neck and my back.
70 years old. I gotta get that shit fixed. But so we have two guests today. Our second guest isn't quite here yet, but she will be here shortly. But we will bring in our first guest. She's a British lass. I think that's what you say, lass. Bird.
What? I don't even know.
She speaks very, it's very elegant. And, I think
it really British does. People, we sound like idiots next to her.
Filthiest things, and it still sounds polite and nice and everything.
Yep.
She's she's crushing it on her OnlyFans. She just got back from Jamaica.
She's been to a bunch of exoticas.
On Adult Empire and Hot Movies, on demand. She's been in a bunch of shit, but you know what?
But now she's on Happy Hour-ish.
Her time is complete. Please welcome to this show, Adrina Winters. What's up, Adrina?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
We are good.
Quickly googling .om whilst I was waiting.
See? And what'd you come up with?
Turns out it's the domain for Oman.
Oman.
Oh. So Oman. We apologize for all the people that just flooded your country.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
from dirty America.
Somebody should snatch up MrZilla.om and start getting some sweet, sweet traffic.
Yes. So Adrina, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. I know you've been at many Exoticas expos, but this is your first time with us at Exotica TV.
Correct.
We'll be gentle.
Do you have your drink for happy hours?
I do. I have a gin and tonic.
I love it.
I have whiskey on the
I
rocks.
I love it.
Okay.
I love
it. Two types of alcohol that have made me sick in my life. Jägermeister and gin and tonic. And we were talking about before we went live on the air. Gin and tonic, I remember drinking it. Coming home from this club in Brooklyn, this famous rock club, L'Amour, back in the day when Jay was still wearing diapers, as he claims.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you might have been. And having my buddy Gabe pull over on the side of the road, and back when there were cassettes, vomiting to the entire first side of Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
That's such a good story, though.
Never again did I ever drink gin and tonic.
Dude, gin and tonic is like one of those drinks that I didn't appreciate when I was younger, and as I've gotten a little old, like
when you're younger, you either ordered gin and tonic or a screwdriver.
No,
those are the only two kinds of alcohol you knew, or Jack.
No. When I was younger, I went hard on Captain Morgan. Captain Morgan was like the high school kids' go to. You know, that like girl, like everybody drank Goldschlager.
It was really sweet, isn't it? It's easy to drink.
It was really easy.
For me, it was St. Jerry.
Yeah, as a kid, like, we, you know, that was the kind of easiest thing because you'd mix with Coke and, you know, whatever. But I would say that I drank too much of it. I hated it, like, and have been off of it since, I think, like, I was probably became legal to drink. But talking about booze that you don't like or that you've gone kind of up and down on, you had mentioned Jägermeister. Jaeger is one of those that I've gone through times where it was, you know, sometimes it was amazing, and then there were times that I hated it and could never do it again, and then there were times that I did it again. Like, I've gone through at least three cycles of Jägermeister in my life.
Yeah, my Jägermeister story was another one where I have this rule. I usually, well, ever since then, I don't drink and drive, especially a motorcycle. I went to my buddy's bar. Drank. He'd just gotten one of those Jägermeister machines in. We polished off a bottle. I rode my bike home. I don't know how, why, whatever. The next day,
don't do this at home.
And there was no helmet there because I left the helmet at the bar. So I drove like 3 to 5 miles without a helmet in a state that requires you to have a helmet.
Ugh.
Hammered.
Yeah.
I think I was drinking Jägermeister before it was cool, and I used to go to these metal festivals in Germany. And all the Germans, because it's a German spirit, they will be like, why are you drinking this stuff? This is what homeless men in Germany drink. Like,
it's
why
like
are you
Mad
drinking
Dog, like Boone's Farm. What's the ghetto drink in England?
Oh.
Like, here it's like Mad Dog 2020 or Boone's Farm or like these Ripple, these like horrible like wines.
Well, or malt liquor. Like, you know, 40s of malt liquor. Like St. Ides or, you know, like, yeah.
Oh, I guess just like for us, it's like old, like, strong lager or cider, like we have like XXX,
right? Something you can buy for cheap that can rock you off your ass.
Yeah
what's a drinking age in England? 18, right?
Yeah, way younger than you guys.
Yeah. And is it 18 and it's kind of like, you know, proud as long as you're like, no, because I know like in Canada it's 18, but honestly, as long as your money is, well, I don't know if their money is green. I forget what color it was. But as long as you had money and you could see over the bar, they were like, yeah, here you go. You're good.
Sorry. There's lots of like these weird laws in England. So I think, don't quote me on this, but I think legally you can drink at home from the age of 3.
I like these laws.
And then you're allowed to drink in restaurants from the age of 16. You're allowed a glass of wine or beer, providing you're eating a meal. Wow. And then, yeah, it's 18 just to drink.
What constitutes a meal?
Exactly.
I just want French fries. I'm sorry, chips.
It's such like a weird law. It's not really like publicized, but it is a law.
Right. And it's like if you're with your parents or, you know, family or whatever. See, now, I think that is the way to go, because what happens is if you can't drink until you're 21, you're either you're sneaking it until you turn 21, and then you're just binging it when you can. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what happens. You know, and I think when kids can actually sit down and have a drink with their parents and be able to, kind of learn that you can drink and not just get hammered, you know, and like actually enjoy it, makes a big difference. Now, also in this country, in the United States, you can, you know, go to war at 18, but you can't drink booze till you're 21. It's like,
you can vote for a prez.
Makes no goddamn sense.
So weed, cannabis is legal in some states in America now. What's the age for that?
Well, in New Jersey, it's 21.
Every
New
state
Jersey
is
right now, it's only medical. So I have a medical condition called need to smoke more. I have many medical conditions. Actually, believe it or not, Jay, instead of for my spinal injuries, they gave it to me. One of the first reasons was anxiety.
Okay. I mean,
I'm not
really
an anxious
person
at
my... In the U.S. with cannabis, it's all state. It's all state to state. So every state is different. And so there is
still against federal law. Still, so I'm kind of confused.
Weirdest thing. So like there are states that, you know, it's fully legal in retail and they tax and they take their money. But federally, it's illegal. So they like can't go out and open bank accounts, and they can't go out and like they have literally like the Brinks truck, like roll up every night and
they
like
have to pay cash
and take, you know, whatever cash they've made during the day. They have an ATM there that you take money out and, you know, go. It's the U.S. just And we're
That's an automatic teller machine for you porn people, not ass to mouth, just to let you know.
So true. A Mac machine. Yeah, so it's coming. You know, I think that, well, depending on what happens in a month from now, you know, I think that the next administration could likely, you know, knock the federal ban, you know, away. But we'll see. And now that every state needs fucking money because everybody's just hemorrhaged with coronavirus and the whole thing, all of a sudden it's like, hey, this cannabis thing sounds like a pretty good idea.
It's up for public vote in New Jersey on the ballot right now. And it's last that he said, even like 50-something% of Republicans are for it. And right now it's at 68% approval. So, you know, for recreational or adult use, like they like to call it. So I'm very excited to live in New Jersey for the first time ever. No, I love New Jersey. Jay Knox, New Jersey. You love New Jersey.
I know. I actually do love New Jersey. You know what's funny, though, is that people get an idea of what New Jersey is. And the only if you're not from New Jersey, your idea is driving through the Garden State Parkway, looking at smokestacks and like barren, like nastiness. And in actuality, there's just a lot of really pretty places in Jersey. You just don't drive through them. So, you know, everybody just refers to it as the armpit
it's
of the
country.
Not the
opening of the Sopranos around the entire state.
Well, not entirely. But
not entirely. You know. That area is. Yeah. It's, yeah anyway. Yeah. So you're over in jolly old England right now. What part of England are you in?
In the southwest, in Somerset, which is kind of like farmer country. It's very rural.
Okay. How often do you come over to the U.S.?
Normally. This year, I was out there in January before COVID happened. So I haven't been back since. And your president isn't allowing any Brits into the country right now. But I think that was like a tit for tat kind of thing because we stopped Americans coming in. So I think he was deciding.
You should allow all Americans but him.
No, I mean, the unfortunate thing is you don't want Americans right now. Like, I mean, it's, you know, our numbers.
I mean, you don't seem to be really doing a huge amount. I've been watching my Instagram stories from like my friends in the US and they're just like out partying every night whilst we're like in lockdown. And I'm like, okay.
And that's the problem because they're not supposed to be partying
every
night.
No, some places it's totally okay to be partying. Like,
it's not okay. It's the Republican or
it's,
whatever.
It's not illegal. Florida's everything's open. They're like, fuck it. Everything's open. Like restaurants, you know, bars, nightclubs. We have some friends in Atlanta that were telling us he had his 30th birthday the other day and he said that they went out and got bottle service on Saturday night and like the club was packed and just, you know, it's not like anybody's wearing a mask in a club or anything like that. I mean, it's just like, I don't know.
Like in the UK, we've got England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales and they all have slightly different rules and everyone's confused by that. So I'm not surprised in America where it varies so much from state to state.
Right.
That there's like a lot of confusion going on.
Oh, there's confusion is the understatement. This place is just, we're fucking upside down right now and like, you know, have no idea what's going on. It's like, yeah, it's
all
wild.
Right. So here we got, here's a game. Let's do fuck, marry, kill.
With countries?
No. With Boris Johnson.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
And who's the other person? How about Prince Charles?
Oh,
Prince Charles. How about we do the chick, the chancellor from Germany? What's her name?
Merkel.
Merkel. Yeah. Let's throw one woman into this.
All right. So, but she's gonna do. She's gonna do that. That's gonna be the fuck one, I would think. Well, go ahead. So, Chancellor Merkel, Donald Trump, Boris Johnson.
Oh, goodness me.
I could have been nice and throw Trudeau in there for Canada, but he's too handsome.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been everybody's fuck list.
What are my three options again? Sorry?
Trump.
Chancellor Merkel from Germany, the woman. Boris Johnson. Trump. And Donald
and
Trump.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
You can fuck one, you got to marry one, you got to kill one.
So I have actually met Boris Johnson in my local fish and chip shop, and he was very charming.
Okay.
So, controversially,
she's going to fuck him.
No. Probably say fuck.
Okay, good for you. Good for Boris, actually. But yeah.
All right, so she's gonna fuck. She's gonna fuck Boris.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that if we say that we're gonna kill somebody, and especially we go with our United States guy, I think we might lose our Periscope account.
Let's, okay, end of the game.
Dude. This, by the way, like this
I
was.
Didn't think that through. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here for the first time ever, Jay was the voice of reason.
Yeah, all I'm thinking is like somebody's gonna say I'm gonna kill that guy, and like our 1.2 million Twitter followers goes away. Like, oh my god.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so, what is your opinion of our lovely country here? Because you say you see all your friends like out there partying and stuff. I mean,
do
you
think, I love America, and
do you think
I
stupid right now though.
No, to be fair, I just think everyone else is being way too conservative with it. So my mum, for example, when there used to be a virus when I was a kid, my mum would go and make me stay with the children that had the virus.
The chickenpox parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that I would just get it and get it out the way and then just carry on with my life. Yep. And I know it's not been proven that, coronavirus gives you any kind of immunity, although Trump's very on that right now.
Right.
I kind of just, yeah, I don't know. It's selfish of me because I'm not in an at-risk group.
Right.
But, yeah. I kind of like to just get on with my shit. That would be good.
And that's the hard part with it, man. It's like, you know, honestly, 90% of, like, the people having any major issues, you know, especially in the U.S. or probably around the world, like, they are the at-risk ones. They're the ones that are over 80 years old. They're the ones that have pre-existing, you know, issues or conditions. Like, but the problem is that the second that your kids go to school and they come home to, you know, Meemaw, and like, you know, Meemaw is like 80 and like, you know, croaks. It's just, it's, what do you do? Do you lock away like all the old people
they did. They put them in nursing homes and they all died.
Well, that's before they realized like what would happen if it got into nursing homes. And that was what equated for a large part of the number of casualties in the very beginning of this thing. So really,
I don't know what happened in the States with that, but in the UK, they discharged a bunch of elderly people from hospital into the care homes, and that's how it got in there because they didn't even test the people coming out of hospitals. They just stuck them in the care homes.
And when it went in, like and killed, like, you know, there were literally, you know, nursing homes where they had 30, 40, 50 people die of it, you know, and it's just like. This is a great topic, Dan. I'm really glad you steered us down through this. So far, we've talked about possibly like, you know, taking a president's life, and now we've moved on to like dead grandma, to Meemaw, dead in the nursing home. Like, come on, Dan, give me a pick me up here.
Sick on alcohol. you just got back from Jamaica.
Yeah.
There you go. That's much better.
What were you doing over there?
Smoking weed.
This thing called the Paradise Challenge, which has been running for a few years, but usually I end up going to Exotica or I've got other travel plans going on, so I don't usually go. But this year I was like, well, everything else is fucking cancelled, so I may as well. And it turns out I can still travel to Jamaica. I'm currently in self-isolation. I had to isolate for 2 weeks once I came back.
That's very responsible of you.
Good for you.
Yeah, weirdly, all the Americans there have not had to self-isolate, but they had to test before they could come out there. It's all very.
So, how many people were on the plane there? Was it crowded? Was it like?
No, it wasn't crowded. I didn't have anyone sat next to me. There was like a space between me and the person next to me.
Okay.
Someone in front of me coughed the entire flight home, and I was like, I'm so glad they're in front of me and not behind me.
That's just like that's terrible.
People on the plane just like ready to throw them overboard. Like,
I mean,
out the window.
Pull the inflatable like slide thing and just like toss them out.
So not to lower the tone, but someone the other day was saying you used to cough to disguise a fart, but now people fart to disguise a cough.
I like how she said, "Pardon the tone,
a fart."
I'm going to speak of flatulence.
A fart.
I like it. By the way,
I like that. I like that. That's how things have adapted.
Do people over there, like, do you guys, like, make fun of our accents or try and imitate
us? Oh, you got
us?
To.
I guess so, but I love how much
American. Best American accent right now.
Southern, I see. Now, I feel like Southern accents are what get picked on. No offense to Southern accents.
In the UK?
No, well, yeah, I think that. Yeah, give us your best American accent.
I can't do accents. I really can't. I just cannot do it.
Yo, dog. What's up, bro?
Honestly, accent.
No,
how y'all doing?
Yeah, see, that's the accent I think that people think of, like, outside of the United States. They're like, yeehaw, all right, had it, partner.
Meet my cousin slash sister.
slash wife. Husband.
And slash wife. Sheep.
Oh, my God.
The thing is in the UK, the accents vary so much in such a small space.
You know what's crazy?
In America, they're diverse, but not as diverse. What's crazy
is I've been friends with Tanya Tate for 10 years or so, right. And I still can't understand a fucking word she's saying.
That's the beauty of it. Like, some accents are very easy to understand, and, you know, it's just like, you know, a little nuanced. And goddamn, some come out and you're like, what the fuck did you just say? Like, I have no idea. Was that even, I don't know what that was.
But also, like, you kind of feel like we speak the same language. Yeah. But I've been to America before and tried to do laundry, but in the UK we call that washing.
Okay.
And washing
is we use washing powder. And I've been into a shop before and been like, have you got washing powder? And they're just looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, just what you call certain
laundry
things.
Laundry detergent. Okay.
Yep.
Well, French fries and chips. Is that because you hate the French, or?
No, we call them chips, but you guys.
Chips are crunchy.
We call crisps what you guys call chips. Chips,
yeah. What do you call soda?
Oh, it depends where in England you're from. Some people call it fizzy pop.
Fizzy pop. Okay. It's like Fizzy Bubbly or whatever, that bad Adam Sandler movie.
I feel like I should be wearing a derby.
Wait, so I want to go back to the Jamaica thing. So what did you do in Jamaica?
Jamaican accent. Okay. You'll see, I'll get stupid as the show goes on.
So I was there for something called the Paradise Challenge. So it's a 7-day event, weirdly held at a nudist resort called Hedonism. But I guess that just makes it easier to shoot whatever you want to shoot. There's a bunch of really good models. There's a bunch of really cool photographers. And then everyone just sort of collaborates over the course of a week. They throw in some crazy challenges. There was like a assault course thing, which I didn't do too. I won my heat, but I definitely didn't win overall. Okay. But that was okay. Well, that was kind of cool.
There's always next year.
Exactly. I'll train.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
I know what to expect for next year. It was cool. There was something called the Black Tape Project happening.
Oh, I love those guys. So
I did that.
So those guys started at our show years back, and it was a dude out of Miami.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I just got a note that our other guests will be joining us shortly.
Okay, cool. I'll chop this up and figure it out. Yeah, she'll just magically appear.
Jillian Jansen, by the way, everybody, overslept. She got confused with the time zone, so she's a little bit late.
Fashionably late. The Black Tape Project guys are badass, and he's gone on to train a bunch of other people to do, you know, very similar thing. They literally apprenticed with him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that shit is amazing, man. He literally just takes black, well, does not necessarily black. He uses like silver and glitter tape and stuff now, but it's just
the dragon tape.
Okay. Yeah. So he has like this electrical tape that he just is able to like conform to girls' bodies and do like, I mean, it's crazy. Well, he'll do the strip and then he'll like take pieces out along the way. And like, it's now let me ask you this. And this was a question that I always had with these things. How bad did it hurt to take it off?
So the thing was, is it was basically the last night of the event, and I got very, very drunk.
Okay.
And I'd been warned that you should not fall asleep wearing it because it leaves like red marks if you keep it on too long.
Mm-hmm.
I just got back to my room and then very drunkenly had to kind of peel off all this tape.
Dude, you should have shot that for content. I swear to God, I hope.
My God. So we were talking again before the show, we were talking about stupid drunk stories. I obviously said mine. Adrina, is that your stupidest drunk story or is there a different one?
Oh, come on. She's got more.
By the way, I also had another Jägermeister one where, so we used to work for this bar called Meat Easy. I got their name tattooed on my bicep because That was another drunk story.
What was the company name?
I like the theme
Meat
of this.
Easy. I have Meat Easy tattooed on my bicep.
Meat Easy.
Hashtag Meat Easy.
Yeah, it was a burger place.
It's a burger drunk place?
It fits. I mean,
that's awesome. You know, right? Did you get paid for that?
No. Well, he paid for it. Yeah, right. I'll come back to this story. Okay. I'll come back to the tattoo story. But my Jaeger story. So our investor for this place I used to work at owned a bunch of bars. And he had one of those refrigerated Jaeger machine things, like freshly installed.
That's what I'm telling you. Those things are dangerous.
So we did a Jaeger train where you do a whole Jaeger bombs down the entire length of the bar. And then you knock one and it like has a domino effect. So they all knock in. I decided to drink the majority of this Jaeger train.
Atta girl.
And then I lived in London at the time and there's a lot of night buses. And what should have been a really straightforward sort of 10-minute bus ride home took me 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because I kept falling asleep and I'm waking up at the terminating bus stop and then having to find my way onto another bus and then falling asleep again.
So did you just go past it like every time and just be like...
I would just get on a bus, fall asleep.
So end you switch of buses.
I would get kicked off of the bus, get on another bus. Fall asleep at the end of the, until the end of that bus journey. Yeah.
Yikes.
You're like passed out somewhere and they see this like, oh, Meat Easy. Hey, look who's coming. Jillian.
Oh my gosh,
all right, here we go. I'm
live right now. You totally
I'm gonna bring her in. Here we go.
Lovely. Wait, I gotta give you the proper intro.
For my time, so I'm so sorry.
She made
Jillian,
it.
Jillian, Adrina. Adrina, meet Jillian.
Hi, Jillian. Nice to meet you.
It's 10:33 where she is.
10:33?
She's in England.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
10:33 p.m.
But the good news is she's easier to understand than Tanya.
That's lovely.
Very
sorry. I love accents. They're so sexy.
Totally.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Minnesota. I live in LA, so I do have a lot of like Norwegian. I think I'm mainly Irish, Scottish, Swedish, Norwegian, and Welsh. So I've got a lot in me. So I'm a European mutt, I say.
So Jay, she's looking California, but she's feeling Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, I don't miss it. All my family moved out. I have some aunts and whatnot there, but we all left, we're over it. It's too cold over there. It's way too cold. I love the California sunshine, so
never going back. She's had enough.
Just going for holidays.
So Jillian, what have you been up to? Did you see your amazing Mr. Zilla shirt?
I did. It's incredible.
We gotta send you. We're waiting for the first orders are shipping out this week.
Okay.
So we're very excited with it. And everybody, just to remind everybody, there's a little code down there. Use a promo code Happy Hour-ish and save 20% on your orders.
And I just put up Jillian's design, like one of my favorites. It's like straight up like all American. And of course, the photographer, Steve Prue, who's our staff photographer for Exotica. It's such an awesome shot.
It's an awesome shot.
I called him up, I think it was 2 days before 4th of July in 2017. And I was like, hey, I want to do a photo shoot with you for, 4th of July. And he was like, well, I've got this day available. And it happened to be like the day before the 4th of July. So the beach was just crowded and there was like a bunch of people. And so I'm over here, like in my bathing suit doing, trying not to be too risque, on the beach. But I think I was able to get a couple of shots. I don't know.
No, they were beautiful shots.
That was definitely one of my favorites. Yep. There's like two or three more that are just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it in our little Skype chat here so Adrina can see what we're talking about, but carry on.
Yeah.
Here is our Mr. Zilla Jillian Jansen exclusive design.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love that.
So you can have that, people, on a fucking t-shirt.
That's right. It's like, it's sexy, but not like, you know, people aren't going to, like, you know, look at you too funny walking down the street. It's all American.
You're wearing a shark that says reggae shark.
Exactly. You're not wearing a reggae shark t-shirt, so you're fine. No, but it's, you know what? Considering we're like 25 days from an election, you know, all Team America. So you got your red, white, and blue there. So yeah, we dug it. Well, I'd actually seen it before we did the Mr. Zilla thing, and I was like, it's a great shot. So we went right to it. So
I'm glad you like it. Yeah.
We do, we do, we do. So what have you been up to? We haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's been like 30 whole Exotica TV episodes since we've seen you.
I know. Well, I think last time we talked, obviously quarantine, I was really not doing anything. I was just kind of hanging out and like keeping myself entertained, playing video games and
wake and bake.
I'm sorry?
Wake and bake.
Waking and bacon.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Computer games, keep
saying. Wait, what video games do you play, Julia?
I was so this morning because I was like, I woke up to you guys calling, and I was like, oh my gosh, I felt so bad, and then I was like, oh, I haven't had my morning wake and bake yet, so I feel like I'm a little fidgety, but like, it's not. That's all right. Not like fidgety,
what games? You know, are you a big gamer, so Adrina? True.
Yeah, I play. I stream on Twitch. I haven't been great this last week, but yeah. I stream on Twitch usually a few times a week. So
what's your game of choice?
I was big into Fallout, but I just finished Fallout 76, and I've just gone back to Red Dead Redemption.
I was playing that for a little bit, yeah.
What do you play, Jillian?
I was playing that for a little bit, but I don't know why. I always go back to GTA 5. It's just my ultimate. I've been finding every single way to play that game. I played it regularly, would beat the game, played it online, finding ways to, you know, beat it that way too.
Sonic the Hedgehog and Donkey Kong aren't a thing anymore.
I love them. I still have like a Pac-Man, like a little, where there's a bunch of little mini games in it and stuff. Like the old, I love those.
I'm gonna show you something I found while I was.
Oh boy, this is what Dan does usually. He likes to get up in the middle of a show, and go search through stuff in a pile somewhere over wherever he is. So he may come back.
I guess it doesn't translate on the podcast.
Yeah, no, that's why I end up having to just pick on Dan about getting up and walking away from the microphone. I do a little soft shoe, some dance. Oh, there it is.
Go. It's Sega.
Oh, that was worth it. A Sega Genesis, man. Oh my god, that was I spent some serious time on that thing,
dude. I found, so I've been purging my house during this time, just getting rid of shit. I found my.
Does it still work?
Yeah, okay. I haven't plugged in.
Do you have games?
Oh yeah.
What games do you have?
You want me to get to all the games?
No. You can tell me offline. I found
the original Nintendo. I have that still.
Got that in my office.
The original PlayStation, the original Xbox.
Oh, wow. Dude.
The Super NES, ColecoVision I found.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Find Atari 2600, though.
That probably got given away something.
That probably broke. That was trash anyway, but.
So when I was a kid, the original Nintendo was my, what I was born into, raised into. Came out in 88, so I was in, fourth grade or whatever, 86, younger.
Mario Brothers came with it, right?
Yeah, Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. And I played that game forever. I played a ton of games forever. And years ago when we first got our office space, I was like, I need a Nintendo in this place. So and the beautiful thing about being an adult now is that you get to buy stuff for no reason that you're just like, fuck it. I want to buy this. You know what I mean? So I went out and I bought a refurbished, cause they have to clean all the pins and back in the day you used to have to blow in the thing to get it to work.
Which did
so,
nothing for it,
yeah. Yeah. So, well, the other funny thing was, is if you remember those games, they had the little metal card in the inside that you'd have to click in. And everybody was so afraid of touching those things and touching the metal or whatever. Well, so now the way that they clean old games is they take a steel wool And they just like scrub it because it takes the layer of the metal off that makes it now conductive again, and it works. And so this whole time was a lie. Like, I spent this whole time thinking that, like, if I touched it with my finger, it would, like, you know, blow up and stop working or whatever. Meanwhile, motherfuckers are in there with, like, steel wool. Like, yep, it's good now, you know.
If your vacuum stops working, stick your penis in it start working.
I heard
again.
That trick works. Yeah. Not from personal experience, but yeah. And so I got the Nintendo, and I also bought, like, every game that I ever wanted as a kid. I mean, we have like 25 games in the office, from like Mike Tyson's Punch Out to every Mario.
We have Pokemon games.
Which one?
Pokemon.
No, Pokemon wasn't on that. That was on, what did that come into? That was probably like the
Super Nintendo.
Like a DS
or something.
Yeah.
That was before DS.
Was it? It was
my son's working right now. He's the world's foremost Pokemon expert.
It was past the Super Tecmo Bowl. That was the shit. Yes.
Bo Jackson, man.
Super Tecmo Bowl. You couldn't stop him unless you had LT, and then at least you could put a run on it. There was like California games where you like played hacky sack and like surfing and stuff. I mean, it was
the track and field. Remember that?
Yeah, because you had the power pad and you could jump and jump off the power pad.
No, you had to like,
and then you jump back onto it. No, but if you had the power pad, you used to be able to run in place with it. And the trick was you could jump off of it like you were jumping, and then you jump back on like 2 seconds later, and you just broke a world record because you jumped like 90 feet. Dude,
my kids play, they both have Xbox Ones, and they play whatever. And I just hear them on there with their headsets. And do you guys do this? Like, you're on your headset screaming like, look out, get the fuck out of the way, look out. Fuck you! No, you asshole! Dude, I heard my son say the C word the other day. I'm like, oh!
I love to hear me and my banter, because I'm just like, no, yeah, I'm the same exact way.
You motherfucker!
Adrina, you trash talk people?
Well, I...
Adrina, do you trash talk?
I don't have the headset yet. I mean, I did like a long time ago, and then I just never... Like, when I first got my Xbox, I just kind of used it for Netflix and stuff, and then eventually I was like, oh... You have an Xbox, like
fuck you.
Video games.
Fuck you and fuck you.
So I finally bought the Xbox Game Pass, and I got like Call of Duty. I've got, you know, Gears of War. I've got, you know, a bunch, and then I just kind of downloaded the old games. You know, Sonic and
Sonic's the Pac-Man. Fucking
Sonic was the best, man.
The race car one that you go.
Like,
I just have noise and everything.
All right,
I love playing video games.
They're fun. All right, so wait. So here, let's get off of video games here. So we have a segment of the show here, right, that we call Cat's Curious. So my girlfriend, Kathy, always has the most wonderful questions. She's going to play her little theme song. For those in the industry, she is not in the industry. But her question this week was... Where the fuck did I put it? What was your question this week?
Oh my god, Dan, seriously?
Oh, here it is. How does porn sex differ from your real sex? So, Jillian, you first.
Well, I say on set, I don't know, I'd have to say that I don't get lost in it, but it's a little more easier when you're at home to get lost in it because you just close your eyes. I'm someone who, like, if my eyes are open, everything is distracting me. And you guys know how when you're trying to come, you need that moment of, like, whatever it is to make you come, you got it. And so that's the same thing with me sometimes, is that I have to close my eyes. So a lot of people don't understand that, like, if my eyes are closed, like, it's a good thing.
Right.
Are
you awake?
Really, really feeling it. So... when directors tell me all the time to open your eyes, I'm just like,
oh, I'm almost there.
They told me to open my eyes, damn it. But it's okay, because I can get right back into it. And, you know, for me, I end up doing that. Okay, I'll open my eyes and just go into that blank stare, where you just kind of, you can still go into your mind and go into your spank bank or whatever you need, because even though still at that moment, even though I'm seeing it, the guy you're in front of me, I still have, like, my brain will take a picture, close it, and then still remember what I was looking at, so I can keep Like, so all the other distractions, like even if a camera guy moves, sometimes it's like distracting, right, and like you'll lose your momentum. So I can only imagine how, you know, difficult, you know, and whatnot for guys that it could be, you know, especially with pop shots and stuff. But
dude,
yeah, you know, at home, I could just kind of relax a little bit more and close my eyes and not worry about.
So just so people know, if Jillian's eyes are closed, it's not because she's fallen asleep. It's because she's actually trying to orgasm.
Now, Adrena,
my favorite
like,
is when my eyes are, like, have been closed for a good amount of time and then all of a sudden they just like open. It's like, you know, that was the moment that I needed.
Adrena, so I was, as we were, you got here, but the interesting thing was, sorry, I just got a text message. It broke my chain of thought. The interesting thing was, I was, we're looking when we were learning more about you on your Twitter feed, and it was like an episode. You ever see the movie Ted?
Yeah.
There's a lot of black cock.
Yeah. All black cock. Like,
all black cock. So, I mean, so is that your porn life and your personal life, or how does your two lives differ?
Yeah, no, that's everything. Yeah, just my preference is black men. Just, yeah.
I like Asian women. So there you go.
Like, I get that it's a controversial subject and that you're, you know, somehow that makes me racist. I get called racist all the time, but it's just my personal preference. Like, people have a type. So yeah, that's just my type.
And look, hey, that's.
I think I have a type by having no type. Like, I have a type, but I don't. Like, I love everybody from like a range of, you can be a girl, you could be a guy, you could have blonde hair, you can have blue eyes, like you can have, you know, a big cock, a small cock, like I'm all for it, like love, I love it.
But yeah, I get it, like some people just have a great connection
girl. I love it. I had like during quarantine this entire time I haven't had like any BBC, and then all the last week, that's all I've had. It's been awesome. I haven't had my girls though. I haven't had a good girl and girl action in a while.
You should make that happen.
I know. I definitely should.
Hey, Jay, but
I'm back to work, so
it should. Don't talk about it. Jay's back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They were just trying to set up a scene with the two of them with each other.
And I left for that? God damn it, bladder. Yeah.
So,
I totally did.
All right. Well, that was the episode of Cats Curious, brought to you by MrZilla.com. It's our jingle. I just wrote it.
That's a good jingle, Dan. Nice job.
Thank you. So,
why don't we bookend this, because we have another segment.
This is Jay's segment.
Yeah, a much more entertaining segment than Dan's.
Cats Curious.
Oh, wait a second.
I'm going to tell Kathy you said that.
Oh, you know what? So, okay, wait a second. See, this is what I got all screwed up here. So
Jay's on vacation, by the way, Jillian. He's in North Carolina.
So my segment is called Jay Weekend Update with Jay Ham.
Weekly Update with Jay Ham.
And I have managed to totally screw up every frame on this thing. And am now just going to incessantly click buttons until I get it figured out. All right, so there we go.
Next year, Jay, I will have a keyboard here for you for your segment.
I really should. So, you know, every week I like to kind of go through, see some of the kind of like odd stories throughout the week, mainly in the U.S., but, you know, we go worldwide sometime. And so I just wanted to, we'll throw some of these out there. So story number one, a Tennessee man was trying to resurrect his dead grandmother, and he ended up causing $30,000 damage to a cemetery. Apparently, this guy in Knoxville, I'm going to take a wild guess that he was probably like smoking meth or, you know, crack or something to be able to do $30,000 worth of damage in a cemetery. Poor guy went in and apparently attempted to bring his grandmother back to life. The witnesses said that he was sleeping near the church for a few nights when then he tried to resurrect his ancestor or his grandmother, ended up breaking a bunch of headstones, actually trying to dig her up through the process. Ultimately she's still dead. So, that was a heavy hitting news story. as I am still attempting to fix these things. And there we go. And so next, no, story number two, student dies in a go-kart racing accident after her hair gets tangled in the tire. Think about this. Think about this. So
I don't know
if you guys have ever seen, there's a video out there of like this one girl, she's eating a corn on the cob, but she has it connected dude, you've seen this, right? So it's connected to a drill, right? And she's like, you know, eating this like jokingly and like whatever, and her hair gets caught up in the thing, and it rips a piece of her scalp down with this hair, like, you know, stuck to the thing. That was bad enough. So imagine this girl, apparently on an outing with her family members, 23-year-old engineering student. She's driving a go-kart. Her hair gets tangled in the go-kart wheel and apparently just like literally like rips her into the wheel well. She was enjoying the go-karting. Her helmet came off and her hair got entangled in the go-kart wheel. She sustained head injuries in the incident and was admitted to the hospital where she succumbed to her injuries. So like, you think your shit is bad some days? Like, imagine this woman. Like, that's...
Yeah, I gotta remember.
The both of these stories, I'm just like, how? I need more details. How?
Welcome.
How did your helmet accidentally come off and your hair just...
You're just Adrena, driving along now.
Adrena, yeah, welcome to...
stomach that feeling of, like, all this hair. Like, just, come on.
Dude.
Adrena, welcome to America.
Seriously. By the way, we
elect failed... businessmen / reality show hosts,
yeah,
as presidents.
Well, and we
or
call...
we had the Terminator as a governor. Actually, I would rather him right now.
Well, and we call...
we had a former pop singer who was married to Cher as a state senator.
This is true. Oh, look at all these famous people. So, anyways, okay. So, moving on from dead girl in her head stuck in the thing. So apparently, Rockland, New York, police officers were allegedly they were allegedly beating porcupines to death while they were on duty. So they were relieved of their duty. Rockland police officers were fired last month after allegedly beating porcupines to death while on duty. These guys apparently have been charged.
Rockland's like right by me. And there's no porcupines around here.
Maybe there is. I don't know. I'm just making this stuff up. I write it like 5 minutes before the show. So these guys, apparently, they're being charged with aggravated animal cruelty and night hunting. He also faces charges of unlawful use of possession of implements or aids. Well, apparently they're like thrown off the force. They had beat porcupines to death with batons on multiple occasions while on duty. Like, apparently this was a thing that they did. I don't know. Like, maybe it's a different Rockland, Dan. There's got to be a different Rockland somewhere.
Adrena, they're also going to be going to jail, and they will be getting big black cock.
Yes. And they probably deserve it.
Yeah, you missed that whole conversation before, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm moving on. So I don't know. Have you guys, everybody here has pocket dialed somebody before, or like, you know, pressed, you know, something on their phone while that's in their pocket. Apparently there's a new problem now with Tesla owners who are butt dialing a $4,200 autopilot upgrade. So like they accidentally click a couple buttons in like the Tesla app or whatever. And they're just straight up getting charged like $4,200. And okay. Like what?
Elon Musk is one of the most genius men in the world right now, right? Do you think that's a fucking accident?
Yeah. It's gotten all the way up to him, apparently, because he said that they're looking into it and they're working on it. So maybe he just, like, got caught or whatever. I don't know. And then I'll leave you with the last one. I like to just – the last story, I just go with the title. I don't even need to describe it because usually it just leaves you wondering what the fuck. This one – do you guys know the Baby Shark song? Baby Shark, do, 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 do.
I've heard this story.
Apparently.
Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about, too.
Yeah, apparently the Baby Shark kids song is being used to bully jail inmates in and around the United States. Like when they act up, they, you know, go out there and they play the Baby Shark song. And if anybody's had to listen to that song sang over and over and over again, you understand, like, that shit is torturous. So anyways, that's been that's been weekend update, or weekly update. Yeah, weekly update with Jay Handy. Back to you, Dave.
Hey, he's Jay Handy. Baby Shark. I don't want to
baby
die.
Baby Shark. Do, exactly. do. Baby
Shark. So you should look out what ways here. Like, obviously, I'd rather sit there and be tortured by Baby Shark for the rest of my life than having to deal with anything else.
What else is there?
I'm enjoying a wonderful moment in the recent future, distant past.
Baby Shark. Past. Do.
No, and Alexa, I'm like, what do you want to hear? And she goes, Alexa, play. And it was Dominic the Donkey. Oh, did you ever hear that song?
I never did, but my best friend did, because his name's Dominic. So.
You ever heard Dominic the Donkey? Google that shit. Play it later.
Yeah.
It's been haunting me for a week now.
I know. I've heard it, but I didn't grow up with it. No.
it's just freaking sad.
It is.
So here we go. Speed round. You guys ready? We're going to do a speed round real quick.
I'm so ready. I've been ready. Right.
We're going to go Adrena first and Jillian. One word answers, guys. Ready? Oh. Favorite food?
Sushi. Pasta.
Favorite music?
Metal.
Rap.
Metal. Interesting.
The opposite for me.
What are you afraid of? Biggest fear?
Well, I'm afraid of mannequins.
Mannequins.
What?
Yeah. Interesting. Good.
Do you imagine them coming up to life and like
just anything that's like a person but not a person just really freaks me out.
Because I'm not a fan of insects, like spiders, like no, get away from me.
Favorite drink?
Gin and tonic.
Moscato.
All right.
Favorite adult convention?
I wonder.
Yeah. I don't know. By the way. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
Maybe it's Exotica.
Mm. I think I remember this show. It had three X's in it. It used to be everywhere, and now it's nowhere.
We doing it at all, like, in 2021? Just tell me now.
Yeah, I mean...
We're doing everything. We got everything planned, man. We're planning on moving forward. I mean, go to ExoticaExpo.com.
Our current plan is to start next year in Edison, New Jersey. Like to do the Jersey show first and then to repeat our 2020 schedule in 21. So like basically bookend the year with Jersey and then do Chicago, Miami, and then our new city in DC and then go back to Jersey for the end of the year.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
What kind of metal do you like? Classic metal or like death metal?
Yeah, classic metal, but more heavy metal or like New York hardcore.
So like Cro-Mags?
Sorry?
The Cro-Mags, Life of Agony, Biohazard.
Yes.
See, and by the way, she was in Germany at metal shows, which means that like that's as fucking metal as you can get.
I used to be a tour manager for metal bands, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, that's so cool.
What haven't you done, Dan?
Cheesy ones. Like Sleazebees, Trickster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've not
stuff
heard
like
of it.
That. That's okay. I also worked with Sabaton.
Foreign language to me, I have no idea.
Same. I'm lost in this one.
Anyway, real quick, Adrena, remind everybody where they can find you online.
I try to keep it simple. Adrena_Winters is usually my name on most platforms, apart from Instagram because they keep deleting me. So that's Adrena.
Join the club. I asked in the last week how many times I asked Ted what Jillian's Instagram handle was. They're so fucking impossible to keep.
Yeah, I've lost three
it's
now.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm on my third.
I'm probably gonna keep it private, to be honest.
And that's the thing. At what point do you just stop doing it? Like it's just like, dude.
I was over it at my third. I was like, I wasn't going to give it another try, but then I was like, you know what? Just do it.
Right.
And then I just kind of did.
Unfortunately,
it.
People basically evaluate your entire worth on your Instagram.
Yes. No, yes. But people choose their self-worth like oh my God, I put this picture up and I haven't gotten, you know, enough likes yet.
Yeah, but that's...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't care about that. It's just when you meet it's people, they're like, what's your Instagram? And they look you up and they're like, oh, you've only got 5,000 fans.
And yeah. The memories of when I first started, of literally the first day I posted a picture when I started. So, like, I all those memories have, yeah, are gone. Like, I don't get any of those back.
You can't get anybody to answer you.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
You just go into their spam.
Yeah. We got clipped at like 600,000 or 700,000 and it was
800,000.
It was just fucking painful.
The first time we lost it, we lost it like 600,000. Then we got it back and then we lost it again and then it's been gone. So if anybody can get Instagram back at Exotic, you know, hit us up, right?
They can like help, and then like it never ends up. We will
pay you cash money. How much is it up to, Jay?
$2,000, and that's $2,000 with four zeros.
Just Jay, hold on. $2,000 cash plus the entire line of Mr. Zilla T-shirts for you.
Oh, look at that! Dan's really up in his game.
Even sign hers.
Every Jillian Jansen POV videos or pussy, whatever you want. Just kidding.
It's
on my Instagram, my original back.
Dude, every week, Dan adds something to it. By the end of this, I got to mortgage my house to be able to get our Instagram page back.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to come first? You mortgaging your house to get their Instagram back or going into foreclosure?
Depends how long Exotic is closed for.
Oh, my God. Well, ladies, we want to thank you.
Wait, you forgot Jillian. She didn't get hurt. We didn't get hurt.
Shit, where your plug? I thought you did that.
Sorry,
where can everybody find you?
Nope.
Everything, my Twitter, obviously not Instagram, but XO Jillian Jansen on Twitter, OnlyFans, and textjillian.com. Let's have some fun.
There you go.
All right. Well, for Jay, myself, our lovely guests this evening, Adrena and Jillian, we want to tell you guys to stay safe.
And stay sexy, baby. We'll see you next week.
And make sure to register to vote. Deadline's this week, I think.
Get it done.
Thank you.